Now, a court hearing has taken place in the U.S. state of Arizona over the new immigration law that's set to come into force there next week. The U.S. government is trying to block the bill, saying it would lead to racial profiling. No ruling has been made so far. The new measures would allow the police to stop anyone they suspect of being an illegal immigrant.
Those of us from the civil rights community, we see a whole lot of racial issues that are really come to play in terms of the Arizona law, that this law is basically going to allow for racial profiling and therefore discriminatory. It is true. You don't live on the same
Absolutely
side of the tracks
not.
That I you don't
Please
live
do
on this
lie.
You do not live on the same side of the tracks that I live on. Maybe you live in a privileged situation, but the reality is in my community, people are stopped all the time because they're in the wrong neighborhood. People are stopped all the time because they look a different way, the wrong way, in terms of the eyes of law enforcement. And that's reasonable cause to stop somebody. And unfortunately, it sets up a situation for racial profiling. And when we look at some place like Arizona has created a law that is basically discriminatory in its nature and opens up
to profiling
and making a two-tier citizenship system. Because they look a certain way, they may be citizens, but they look a certain way. That's the nature of racial profiling. The reality is, the law is racist. The law sets up a dynamic to attack a certain segment of the population.
Sources say the FBI is investigating Sheriff Joe Arpaio for abusing his power.
It is an abuse of power.
More than 20 Phoenix police officers under internal investigation.
Jennifer Waddell, a Tucson Marine, is dead, gunned down inside of his Tucson home with his wife and young child hiding in a closet.
So you're saying they only yelled SWAT after the
shootout? Downtown music.
Vanessa said Jose grabbed a gun to protect himself from what he thought were home invaders. SWAT gunned down Jose with 71 rounds fired in just about 7 seconds.
There are all sorts of reports initially, but those are inaccurate, we found out at today's news conference. The sheriff's department said he never fired. He even had the safety on his gun. And reports that some officers' SWAT shields were riddled with bullets, they say, are also untrue.
But new information this afternoon about the Phoenix police officers accused in an off-duty work scheme.
The officer is Sergeant Benjamin Swearingsman. Officer Stephen Peck and Officer Aaron Lentz. These three today were charged, indicted by the grand jury with about $30 million.
But there's something else you may not know about the sheriff. He's under criminal investigation by the FBI, accused of using his deputies to get back at people who criticize him.
They don't want their state of Arizona, to become a Nazi state.
He was shot 6 times, and now the Arumbulas are suing the city of Phoenix and the officers who came to their house that night, saying that they conspired after that to cover up their mistake. Now, the officer who shot Tony has actually been cleared of wrongdoing. And
I was on the phone with 911 waiting for the police to show up. As they showed up, three of the police officers looked to me for guidance. I said, my husband's the one with the gun. My husband's the one with the gun. Please don't shoot. They immediately shouted police. They went into my house, and the next thing I heard was the gunshots fired, and my children just screaming. And next thing, I see my husband being dragged out by the leg that they had just shot him in. And
now at this point, when they're dragging him out, and I know, you know, they dragged him out of the house, that they mistreated him even after they realized the mistake they had made, is what you say happened?
Absolutely. I mean, they couldn't have helped him fast enough, and it just seemed like they were taking their time.
The police officer says to his sergeant, I effed up. And I effing shot this guy. I heard some noises and I started firing. I effing shot this guy. The first thing that the sergeant says is, don't worry about it. I got your back.
SWAT was executing a search warrant for drugs. Lorena's insists SWAT found nothing in the home. Sheriff's deputies admitted to firing 71 rounds the Marines' way in just 7 seconds. After the gunfire, wife Vanessa emerged from a closet she was hiding in. She told us she heard her husband still moaning.
The only thing that I told him, take care of him, take him to the hospital.
But now, KGUN 9 has uncovered that it took 1 hour and 14 minutes for that to happen.
From the time paramedics arrived on scene until they were allowed in the home, it was 1 hour and 14 minutes. In the case of the Gabby Gifford shooting, 12 minutes.